We'll continue our press conferences. We're now joined by our honorary star, Charlize Theron, Academy Award, Golden Globe, SAG-winning, and Emmy-nominated actress, and she is the honorary starter for today's historic 60th Daytona 500. She can now come up on stage. She's going to pose for a picture in front of the Harley J. Earl Perpetual Trophy. Right here. Perfect. Thank you. If you could have a seat, please. We'll ask you a quick couple questions. And first is you're going to get an opportunity to wave the green flag to start this 60F Daytona 500 with 40 cars zooming past you here at Daytona National Speedway. What are your thoughts on having this honor today to start the race?
Well, I'm always a little bit like, did they make a mistake? So I hope they didn't, because I'm super excited to be here. And even if they made a mistake, I'm not leaving. I'm still going to do it. I was just so honored when I was asked to do this, and I don't know the intricate details of NASCAR, but I really love the sport of car racing, and I grew up with a family who really loved the sport, and so I'm very excited to be here today and to learn more. I find myself learning a little bit everywhere I go about NASCAR, and so that's fun, and I cannot wait for those cars to take off. That I'm super excited about.
Excellent. And your next film coming out, wanted to ask you about that before we open it up for questions. Gringo opens on March 9th. Tell us a little bit about the plot, the cast, and your character.
Well, Gringo is a really fun movie, which I think we need more of. It's a film about a guy who's trying to climb the corporate ladder inside a pharmaceutical company. And when he realizes that he's actually just being used and he's not going to get promoted the way he thought, he kind of orchestrates his own kidnapping in Mexico, only to find out that my character and Joel Edgerton's characters, who kind of run the pharmaceutical company, have canceled the insurance policy, and therefore he is not going to get any money and has to figure out a way out of Mexico now that he's kind of pissed off a lot of people. It's a really funny movie. It's got some white-knuckle action in it. We do some crazy things with cars in this film. The director, Nash Edgerton, comes from the stunt world, so he really loves flipping cars and having people hang upside down and do silly stuff. So we had a lot of fun making this film, and it ended up being one of the funniest things that I've ever been a part of. So, yeah, Gringo.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. We've got a couple of microphones for some questions. We'll begin with Godwin.
Godwin Kelly with the News Journal. Is it kind of weird coming back to Daytona, with the Monster connection and all that?
No, it was a bit nostalgic for me driving yesterday from Orlando to here. I had such an incredible time making that film. I got to meet some incredible people while making that film here. Obviously, that movie is very close to my heart. I haven't been back since making that film, so it was really nice. We were driving around 7, and there was still a little bit of sky, and you could kind of, and everything just kind of came back to me. Just a lot of memories from being here, great memories.
Okay, Mark.
I thought you were going to say from when I came here to skydive, but obviously you don't know about that. No, I didn't do spring break. But when I was 19, I came down here. And just, after a night of drinking, just went skydiving. I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, that was one of my fond memories, too, of Daytona.
Mark?
Mark Long, right in front of you. I'm with AP.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What you talked about, your family come from a family of racing. Can you give us a little more background on that? And, did you grow up, loving cars, loving racing, get a couple of racing car movies anyway?
Yeah, my family, they weren't actually in racing, but they were real fans of car racing. And we always watched all of our national racing sports. My father loved it. My father built a lot of cars. I was raised on a farm where there was always like engines lying around and engines being switched into other cars. And he was, a little bit like a crazy scientist in the backyard, always like making things. And it's, you realize that you come from that family when at 8, what a spark plug does and your friends don't. But I loved it. I mean, I think also my dad used to build these little go-karts when I was really young, and I loved racing them. And I would beat the boys all the time. And when I ended up doing this film called Italian Job, we had to go to, driving school, but they threw us on this track for 4 weeks. And it was just me and a bunch of boys. And I outdrove all of them. So I'm kind of glad I was raised that way because it gave me an advantage that I think a lot of people don't think I have. Because the director was like, I think you should do 2 weeks extra. And I was like, then the boys? That's a little sexist. And so then I really went for it. And I think one of the actors puked at one point and like one went home. They were all just a bunch of pussies.
Given your that background, what Danica has done here, are you promoting?
It was Mark Wahlberg. No. He's going to kill me.
given that background, what Danica's done here, and this is her last NASCAR race, do you have any feelings or thoughts?
Well, that for me is very special. I mean, she's incredible. And to have her be part of this, you know, as a woman, that just seems pretty incredible. And for me to be able to witness her last race, that feels very special to be here today, too. So, you know, the girl in me secretly is obviously cheering for her. I just love that, you know, even my kids were just really impressed that a girl was racing cars today, too. Like, I think that's such a good thing. And we need more of that, and hopefully we'll have more of that enter this culture, which only makes it better and richer, you know? Sure. Hell, I'll try it.
Charlize, thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing you wave that green flag.
Thank you so much, guys.
Best of luck. Thank you.